The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, The Status Quo. Chapter 17, Victory of Hiranyaksha Over All the Directions of the Universe. Text 1, Maitreya Vacha, Nisam Yatma Bhutagitam Karanam Sankhyojita Tata Sarve Nyavartanta Trividivaya Divokasha. Synonyms. Maitreya, the sage Maitreya Uvacha, said, Nisamya, upon hearing Atma Bhuva by Brahma, Gitam, explanation, Karanam, the cause, Shankaya, from fear, Ujhita, freed, Tata, then, Sarve, all, Nyavartanta, returned, Tridivaya, to the heavenly planets, Diva Okasha, the demigods who inhabit the higher planets. Translation, Maitreya said, the demigods, the inhabitants of the higher planets, were freed from all fear upon hearing the cause of the darkness explained by Brahma, who was born from Vishnu. Thus they all returned to their respective planets. Purport. The demigods, who are denizens of higher planets, are also very much afraid of incidents such as the universe is becoming dark, and so they consulted Brahma. This indicates that the quality of fear exists for every living entity in the material world. The four principal activities of material existence are eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. The fear element exists also in the demigods and every planet, even in the higher planetary systems, including the moon and the sun, as well as on this earth. The same principles of animal life exist. Otherwise, why are the demigods also afraid of darkness? The difference between the demigods and ordinary human beings is that the demigods approach authority, whereas the inhabitants of this earth defy authority. If people would only approach the authority, then every adverse condition in this universe could be rectified. Arjuna was also disturbed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but he approached the authority, Krishna, and his problem was solved. The conclusive instruction of this incident is that we may be disturbed by some material condition, but if we approach the authority who can actually explain the matter, then our problem is solved. The demigods approached Brahma for the meaning of the disturbance, and after hearing from him, they were satisfied and returned home peacefully. Text 2. Ditis tu bartut ade shad apatya parishankini Purne Varsha Sata Sadvi Putro Purushave Yamo. Synonyms. Diti, to, but, Bartu, of her husband. Adeshat, by the order, Apatya, from her children. Parishankini, being apprehensive of trouble. Purna, full. Varsha Sate, after 100 years. Sadvi, the virtuous lady. Putrao, two sons. Prashusuve, begat, Yamo, twins. Translation. The virtuous lady, Diti, had been very apprehensive of trouble to the gods from the children in her womb, and her husband predicted the same. She brought forth twin sons after a full 100 years of pregnancy. Text 3. Utpata bhavahas tatra nirpetur Tur janma jayamanayo divi bhuvi antarikshek cha loka shyoru bhavaivara vaha. Synonyms. Utpata, natural disturbances. Bhavaha, many. Tatra, there. Nipetu, occurred. Jayamanayo, on their birth, Devi, in the heavenly planets, Bhuvi, on the earth, Antarikshe, in outer space, Cha, and Lokashya, to the world, Uru, greatly, Baya, Avaha, causing fear. Translation, on the birth of the two demons, there were many natural disturbances, all very fearful and wonderful, in the heavenly planets, the earthly planets, and in between them. Text 4. Saha Chala Bhuvas Chelur Disha Sarva Prajav Valu Sholkas Chasana Yo Petu Ketavas Chartihetava. Synonyms: Saha, along with Achala, the mountains, Bhuva, of the earth, Chela, Shuk, Disha, directions, Sarva, all, Prajajvalu, blazed like fire, Sa, with Ulka, meteors, Cha, and Asanio, thunderbolts, Petu, fell, Ketava, comets, Cha, and Atihertava, the cause of all inauspiciousness. Translation: there were earthquakes along the mountains of the earth, and it appeared that there was fire everywhere. Many inauspicious planets like Saturn appeared, along with comets, meteors, and thunderbolts. Purport: when natural disturbances occur on a planet, one should understand that a demon must have taken birth there. In the present age, the number of demonic people is increasing, therefore natural disturbances are also increasing. There is no doubt about this, and as we can understand from the statements of the Bhagavatam. Text 5. Vivho vayu sudhu sparsha futkaran iran mahu unmali mulayan nagapatin vatyant niko rajodvaja. Synonyms: Vavo, blue, Vayu, the winds, Sudushparsha, unpleasant to touch, Sfutkaran, hissing sounds, Aryan, giving out, Mhu, again and again, Unmulayan, uprooting, Nagapatin, gigantic trees, Vatya, cyclonic air, Anika, armies, Raja, dust, Dvaja, ensigns. Translation: their blue winds, which were most uninviting to the touch, hissing again and again, and uprooting gigantic trees. They had storms for their armies and clouds of dust for their ensigns. Purport: when there are natural disturbances like blowing cyclones, too much heat or snowfall, and uprooting of trees by hurricanes, it is to be understood that the demonic population is increasing, and so the natural disturbance is also taking place. There are many countries on the globe, even at the present moment, where all these disturbances are current. This is true all over the world. There is insufficient sunshine, and there are always clouds in the sky, snowfall, and severe cold. These assure that such places are inhabited by demonic people who are accustomed to all kinds of forbidden, sinful activity. Text 6. Uda sat tibid adboda amboda Gataya nasti bhagane vyomni pravista tamasa nasma vyadishite padam. Synonyms: udat sat, laughing loudly, tadit, hurt lightning, amboda, the of clouds, gataya, by masses, nasta, lost, bhagane, the luminaries, vyomni, in the sky, pravista, enveloped, tamasa, by darkness, na, not, sma vyadit, Vyadrisyate, could be seen, padam, any place. Translation: the luminaries in the heavens were screened by masses of clouds in which lightning sometimes flashed as though laughing. Darkness reigned everywhere, and nothing could be seen. Text 7. Chukrosar vimana vadir udurami kshubito dara sodapanas chasaditas Chuksubu Shukshapan Kaja. Synonyms: Chukrosa, wailed aloud, Vimana, stricken with sorrow, Vardi, the ocean, Udurmi, high waves, Kshubita, agitated, Udara, the creatures inside, Sa Udapana, with the drinking water of the lakes and the wells, Cha and Sadita, the rivers, Chuksubu, were agitated, Shuksha, withered, Pankaja, the lotus flowers. Translation: the ocean with its high waves wailed aloud as if stricken with sorrow, and there was a commotion among the creatures inhabiting the ocean. The rivers and lakes were also agitated, and lotuses withered. Text 8. Muhu paridayo bhuvan sharashvo shashishuryo Nirgata ratanir harada vivare bhya prajanire. Synonyms: muhu, again and again, paridaya, misty halos, abhuvan, appeared, saravo, during eclipses, shashi, of the moon, shuryayo, of the sun, nigata, claps of thunder, ratanidrata, sounds like that of rattling chariots, vivarebhya, from the mountain caves, prajnanire, were produced. Translation: misty halos appeared around the sun and the moon during solar and lunar eclipses again and again. Claps of thunder were heard even without clouds, and sounds like those of rattling chariots emerged from the mountain caves. Text 9. Antargameshu mukhato vimantyo vanim ubalam. Shigalo luka tankarai pranedur aish shivam. Shiva. Synonyms: anta, in the interior, Grameshu, in the villages, mukhata, from their mouths, vamantya, vomiting, vanim, fire, unbalnam, fearful, shigala, jackals, uluka, owls, tankarai, with their cries, pranedu, created their respective vibrations, ashivam, portentously, Shiva, the she-jackals. Translation: in the interior of the villages, she-jackals yelled portentously, vomiting strong fire from their mouths, and jackals and owls also joined them with their cries. Text 10. Sangita vad rodana vad an namaya shirodaram vyamunchan vivida vacho grama simhas tata tata. Synonyms: sangitavat, like singing, rodadanavat, like wailing, unamaya, raising, shirodaram, the neck, vyamunchan, uttered, vivida, various, vacha, cries, gramasingha, the dogs, tata, data, there and here and there. Translation: raising their necks, dogs cried here and there, now in the manner of singing and now of wailing. Text 11. Karas cha karakshai kshata kurar gnanto daratalam karkara rabasa mata paryadavan virutasa. Synonyms: kara, asses, cha, and kakarsa, hard, kshata, ovidura, kurai, with their hooves, gnata, striking, daratalam, the surface of the earth, kakara, braying, rabasa, wildly engaged in, mata, mad, paryadavan, ran hither and thither, varutasa, in herds. Translation: Ovidura, the asses ran hither and thither in herds, striking the earth with their hard hooves and wild braying. Purport: asses also feel very respectable as a race, and when they run in flocks hither and thither in so-called jollity, it is understood to be a bad sign for human society. Text 11 or 12. Rudanto rasaba trasta nidad utapatan kaga gosheranya chapasava sakrin mutram akurvata. Synonyms: rudanta, shrieking, rabasa, rasaba, by the asses, trasta, frightened, nidat, from the nest, udapatan, flew up, kaga, birds, koshe, in the cowshed, aranye, in the woods, cha, and pasava, the cattle, sakrit, dung, matram, urine, akurvata, past. Translation: frightened by the braying of the asses, birds flew shrieking from their nests, while cattle in the cowsheds, as well as in the woods, past dung and urine. Text 13. Gavo chashan asigdohas toyada puyavarsina vyarudan devalingani durma peter vinan linam. synonyms Gava, the cows, Atra, sun, were frightened, Asrik, blood, Doha, yielding, Toyada, clouds, Puya, pus, Varsina, raining, Varudan, shed tears, Devalingani, the images of the gods, Durma, trees, Petu, fell down, Vina, without, Anilam, a blast of wind. Translation. Cows, terrified, yielded blood in place of milk. Clouds rained pus, and images of the gods in the temples shed tears, and trees fell down without a blast of wind. Text 14. Grahan punyataman anye ganamams chapidipita. Ati chirur vacha vakra gatya yuyudus chaparasparam. Synonyms, Grahan, planets, Punyataman, most auspicious, Anye, others, the ominous planets, Bhaganan, luminaries, Cha, and Api, also, Nibita, illuminating, Ati Cheru, overlapped, Vakragatya, taking renegade courses, Yuyudu, came into conflict, Cha, and Paraparam, with one another. Translation, ominous planets like Mars and Saturn shone brighter and surpassed the auspicious ones such as Mercury, Jupiter, and Venus, as well as a number of lunar mansions. Taking seemingly retrograde courses, the planets came in conflict with one another. Purport. The entire universe is moving under the three modes of material nature. Those living entities who are in goodness are called the pious species, pious lands, pious trees, etc. It is similar with the planets also. Many planets are considered pious and others are considered impious. Mars and Saturn are considered impious. When the pious planets shine very brightly, it is an auspicious sign. But when the impious planets shine very brightly, that is not a very good sign. Text 15. Drishvan yams chap mahotpatam atat tatva vida praja. Brahmaputran rite bita minire vishvasamplavam. Synonyms, Drishva, having seen, Anyan, others, Cha, and Maha, great, Utpatan, evil omens, Atat Tatva Vida, not knowing the secret of the portents, Praja, people, Brahmaputran, the sons of Brahma, the four Kumars, rite, except, bita, being fearful, minire, thought, vishvasamplavam, the dissolution of the universe. Marking these and many other omens of evil times, everyone but the four sages of Brahma who were aware of the fall of Vijaya and Jaya and their birth as Diti's sons were seized in fear. They did not know the secrets of these portents and thought the dissolution of the universe was at hand. Purport. According to Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, the laws of nature are so stringent that it is impossible for the living entity to surpass their enforcement. It is also explained that only those who are fully surrendered to Krishna and Krishna consciousness can be saved. We can learn from the descriptions of the Srimad Bhagavatam that it is because of the birth of two great demons that there were so many natural disturbances. It is to be indirectly understood, as previously described, that when there are constant disturbances on the earth, that is an omen that some demonic people have been born or that the demonic population has increased. In former days, there were only two demons, those born of Diti, yet there were so many disturbances. At the present day, especially in this age of Kali, these disturbances are always visible, which indicates that the demonic population has certainly increased. To check the increase of demonic population, the Vedic civilization enacted so many rules and regulations of social life, the most important of which is the Garbhadhan process for begetting good children. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna informed Krishna that if there was his unwanted population, Varna Sankara, the entire world would appear to be hell. People are anxious for peace in the world, but there are so many unwanted children born without the benefit of the Garbhadhan ceremony, just like the demons born from Diti. Diti was so lusty that she forced her husband to copulate at a time which was inauspicious, and therefore the demons were born to create disturbances. In having sex life to beget children, one should observe the process for begetting nice children. If each and every householder in every family observes the Vedic system, then there are nice children, not demons, and automatically there is peace in the world. If we do not follow regulations of life, in life for social tranquility, we cannot expect peace. Rather, we will have to undergo the stringent reactions of natural laws. Text 16. Tav adi daityo shahasa vyaja manatma paroruso vavridate smasatrena kayenadri pati iva. Synonyms, to, these two, ati daityo, demons in the beginning of creation, sahasa, very quickly, vyajyamana, being manifest, atma, own, parosho, prowess, viridate, grew, asma sarena, steel-like, kena, with bodily frames, adripati, two great mountains, eva-like. Translation. These two demons who appeared in ancient times soon began to exhibit uncommon bodily features. They had steel-like frames, which began to grow just like two great mountains. Purport. There are two classes of men in the world. One is called the demon, and the other is called the demigod. The demigods concern themselves with the spiritual upliftment of human society, whereas the demons are concerned with physical and material upliftment. The two demons born of Diti began to make their bodies as strong as iron frames, and they were so tall that they seemed to touch outer space. They were decorated with valuable ornaments, and they thought that this was success in life. Originally, it was planned that Jai and Vijay, the two doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, were to take birth in this material world, where, by the curse of the sages, they were to play the part of always being angry with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As demonic persons, they became so angry that they were not concerned with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply with physical comforts and physical upliftment. Text 17. Dvishprisho hema kirita kotibir niruda kashto sparad anangambajo kam kampayantau charanai pade pade katya sukan charkam ititya tashtato. Synonyms. Dvishprisho, touching the sky, hema, golden, kirita, of their helmets, kotibi, with the crests, niruda, blocked, kashto, the directions, spurat, brilliant, angara, bracelets, bujo, on whose arms, gam, the earth, kampayanto, shaking, charanai, with their feet, pade pade, at every step, katya, with their wrists, or waists, sukanchya, with beautifully decorated belts, arkam, the sun, Atitya, surpassing, tatastu, they stood. Translation. Their bodies became so tall that it seemed to kiss the sky and the crest with the crests of their gold crowns. They blocked the view of all directions while walking, shook the earth at every step. Their arms were adorned with brilliant bracelets, and they stood as if covering the sun with their waists, which were bound with excellent and beautiful girdles. Purport. In the demonic way of civilization, people are interested in getting a body constructed in such a way as that when they walk on the street, the earth will tremble, and when they stand, it appears that they cover the sun in the vision of the four directions. If a race appears strong in body, their country is considered materially considered to be among the highly advanced nations of the world. Text 18. Prajapatir namatayor akarshid Yapraksva dehad yamayor ajayata tamvai hiran yaksha shipum vidu praja yam tam hiran yaksham asuta sagrata. Synonyms. Prajapati, kashapa, nama, names, tayo, of the two, akarshit, gave yo, who, prak, first, sve dehat, from his body, yamayo, of the twins, Ajayata, was delivered to Yam, him, Vai, indeed, Hiranyakashipum. Hiranyakashipu, Vidu, no, Praja, people, Yam, whom, Tam, his, Hiranyaksham, Hiranyaksha, Asuta gave birth to Diti, Adgrata, first. Translation. Prajapati Kashyapa, the creator of the living entities, gave his twin sons their names. The one who was born first was named Hiranyaksha, and the one who was first conceived by Diti, he named Hiranyakashipu. Purport. There is an authoritative Vedic literature called Pinda Siddhi, in which the scientific understanding of pregnancy is very nicely described. It is stated that when the male secretion enters the menstrual flux in the uterus in two successive drops, the mother develops two embryos in her womb, and she brings forth twins in a reverse order to that which they were first conceived. The child conceived first is born later, and the one conceived later is brought forth first. The first child conceived in the womb lives behind the second child, so when birth takes place, the second child appears first, and the first child appears second. In this case, it is understood that Hiranyaksha, the second child conceived, was delivered first, whereas Hiranyakashipu, the child who was behind him, having been conceived first, was born second. Text 19. Chakre Hiranyakashipur Dorbyam Brahma Varenacha Vase Sa Palalokam Tin Akuto Mrityur Udata. Synonyms: Chakra made Hiranyakashipu Dorbyam by his two arms, Brahma Varena by the benediction of Brahma, Cha and Vase under his control, Sa Palan along with their protectors, Lokan in the world, Trin 3, Akuto Mrityu, fearing death from no one, Udhata, puffed up. Translation. The elder child, Hiranyakashipu, was unafraid of death from anyone within the three worlds because he received a benediction from Lord Brahma. He was proud and puffed up due to this benediction and was able to bring all three planetary systems under his control. Purport. As will be revealed in later chapters, Hiranyakashipu underwent severe austerity and penances to satisfy Brahma and thus receive a benediction of immortality. Actually, it is impossible even for Lord Brahma to give anyone the benediction of becoming immortal, but indirectly, Hiranyakashipu received the benediction that no one within this material world would be able to kill him. In other words, because he originally came from the abode of Vaikuntha, he was not to be killed by anyone within this material world. The Lord desired to appear himself to kill him. One may be very proud of his material advancement and knowledge, but he cannot be immune from the four principles of material existence, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. It was the Lord's plan to teach people that even Hiranyakashipu, who was so powerful and strongly built, could not live more than his destined duration of life. One may become as strong and puffed up as Hiranyakashipu and bring under his control all the three worlds, but there is no possibility of continuing life eternally or keeping the conquered booty forever. So many emperors have ascended to power and they are now lost in oblivion. That is the history of the world. Text 20. Hiranyaksho nujastasya priya priti krid anvaham gada panir divam yato yutsur mrigayan ranam. Synonyms: Hiranyaksha, Anuja, younger brother, Tasya, his, Priya, beloved, Pritikrit, ready to please, Anu, aham, every day, Gadapani, with club in hand, Devam, to the higher planets, Yata, traveled, Yutsu, desires to fight, Mrigayan, seeking, Ranam, combat. Translation: his younger brother, Hiranyaksha, was always ready to satisfy his elder brother by his activities. Hiranyaksha took a club on his shoulders and traveled all over the universe with a fighting spirit just to satisfy Hiranyakashipu. Report. The demonic spirit is to train all family members to exploit the resources of this universe for personal sense gratification, whereas the godly spirit is to engage everything in the service of the Lord. Hiranyakashipu was himself very powerful, and he made his younger brother Hiranyaksha powerful to assist him in fighting with everyone and lording it over material nature as long as possible. If possible, he wanted to rule the universe eternally. These are demonstrations of the spirit of the demoniac living entity. Text 21. Tam vikshya dusahajavam ranat kanchana nuparam vija ijayantya sarja justam amsanyasta mahagadam. Synonyms. Tam, him, vikshya, having seen, dusaha, difficult to control, javam, temper, ranat, tinkling, kanchana, gold, nuparam, ankles, vijayantya shraja, with a vijayanti garland, justam, adorned, amsa, on his shoulder, nyasta, rested, mahagadan, a huge mace. Translation. Hiranyaksha's temper was difficult to control. He had anklets of gold tinkling about his feet, which was adorned with a gigantic garland, and he rested his huge mace on one of his shoulders. Text 22. Mano virya varokshitam ashrinyam akuto bayam bita nila yire devas tarkshya trasta ivahaya. Synonyms. Mana virya, by mental and bodily strength, vara, by the boon, ukshitam, proud, ashrinyam, not able to be checked, akutabhayam, fearing no one, bita, frightened, nidilire, hid themselves, deva, the demigods, tarkshya, garuda, trasta, frightened of, eva, like, ahaya, snakes. Translation. His mental and bodily strength, as well as the boon conferred upon him, had made him proud. He feared death at the hands of no one, and there was no one checking him. The gods, therefore, were seized with fear at his very sights, and they hid themselves even as snakes hide themselves for fear of Garuda. Purport. The Asuras are generally strongly built, as described here, and for their mental condition, therefore their mental condition is very sound, and their prowess is also extraordinary. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, having received the boon that they would not be killed by any other living entity within the universe, were almost immortal, and thus they were completely fearless. Text 23. Savai tiro hitan drishtva mahasa shvena daitirat sindran deva ganan kshiban apashvyan vyanadad brishan. Synonym. Sa, he, vai, certainly, tirohitan, vanished, drishtva, having seen, mahasa, by might, svena, his own, daitirat, the chief of the daitis demons, sa indran, along with indrak, devaganan, the demigods, chivam, intoxicated, apasyan, not finding, vyanadat, roared, brisham, loudly. Translation. On not finding Indra and the other demigods, who had previously been intoxicated with power, the chief of the daityas, seeing that they had all vanished before his might, roared loudly. Text 24. Tato nivrita krishdishyan gambiram brima viva vishvanam jiva gahe mahasatvo vardim mata ivadvipa. Synonyms. Tatan, then, nivrita, returned, krishdishyan, for the sake of sport, gambiram, deep, bhima nivas nishvanam, making a terrible sound, jivagahe, dived, mahasatve, the mighty being, vardim, in the ocean, mata, in wrath, eva, like, dvipa, an elephant. Translation. After returning from the heavenly kingdom, the mighty demon, who was like an elephant in wrath, for the sake of sport, dived into the deep ocean, which was roaring terribly. Text 25. Tasmin praviste virunasya shanika yadogana sana dia shahastvasa ahan yamana apitasya varchasa pradarsita durat taram pradur ruvu. Synonyms. Tasmin praviste. When he entered the ocean, Varunasya of Varuna, Shainika, the defenders, Yadagana, the aquatic animals, Sanadiya, depressed, Sa Sadva Sa, with fear, Abhinyamana, not being hit, Api even Tasya, his Varchasa, by splendor, Pradashita, stricken, Durataram, far away, Pradu Durva, they ran fast. Translation: on his entering the ocean, the aquatic animals who formed the host of Varuna were stricken with fear and ran far away. Thus Hiranyaksha showed his splendor without dealing a blow. Report: materialistic demons sometimes appear to be very powerful and are seen to establish their supremacy throughout the world. Here also it appears that Hiranyaksha, by his demonic strength, actually established his supremacy throughout the universe, and the demigods were afraid of his uncommon power. Not only were the demigods in space afraid of the demons Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, but also were the aquatic animals within the sea. Text 26. Savarsha Pungan Udado Mahabalas Charan Mahurmin Chvasaner Ritum Mahu Marvya Bijagne Gadaya Vibhaviran Ase Divams Tatra Purim Prachetasa. Synonyms: Sahi Varga Varsha Punga. For many years, Adudao in the ocean, Mahabala, mighty, Charan, moving, Mahaurmin, gigantic waves, Svasana, by the wind, Iritan, tossing, Muhu, again and again, Murvya, iron, Abhijagne, he struck, Gadaya, with his mace, Vibhavarim, Vibhavari, a Sandivan, reached Tata, O Vidura, Pudim, the capital, Prachetasa, of Varuna. Translation: moving about in the ocean for many, many years, the mighty Hiranyaksha smote the gigantic wind-tossed waves again and again with his iron mace and reached Vibhavari, the capital of Varuna. Report: Varuna is supposed to be the predominating deity of the waters, and his capital, which is known as Vibhavari, is within the watery kingdom. Text 27. Turpo palabhusura loka palakam yado gananam rishabham prachetasam smayam pralabdum pranipatya nichchavaj jagata me dehi adiraja samyugam. Synonyms: tatra, there, upalabhya, having reached asura loka, of the regions where the demons reside, palakam, the guardian, Yaduganam, of the aquatic creatures, Rishabham, the Lord, Prachetasam, Varuna, Smayan, smiling, Pralabdum, to make fun, Pranipatya, having bowed down, Nichavat, like a low-born man, Jagata, he said, may, to me, Dehi, give, Abhiraj, O great Lord, Samyugam, battle. Translation: Vibhavari is the home of Varuna, the lord of the aquatic creatures and guardian of the lower regions of the universe, where the demons generally reside. There, Hiranyaksha fell at Varuna's feet like a low-born man, and to make fun of him, he said with a smile, quote, give me battle, O Supreme Lord, end quote. Purport: the demonic person always challenges others and tries to occupy others' property by force. Here, these symptoms are fully displayed by Hiranyaksha, who begged war from a person who had no desire to fight. Text 28. Tvam loka palo dipatir brichachchava vir yapaho durmada vira maninam vrijitya loke kila daita danavan yadraja suyena purayajat prabho. Synonyms: Tvam, you, Varuna, Lokapala, guardian of the planet, Adipati, a ruler, Brihat Shrava, of wide fame, Virya, the power, Apaha, diminished, Durmada, of the proud, Vira Maninam, thinking themselves very big heroes, Vrijitya, having conquered Loke in the world, Akila, all, Daitya, the demons, Danavan, the Danavas, yet whence, Rajasuyena, with a Rajasuya sacrifice, Pura, formerly, Ayajat, worshipped, Prabhu, O Lord. Translation: you are the guardian of an entire sphere and a ruler of wide fame. Having crushed the might of arrogant and conceited warriors and having conquered all the deities and Danavas in the world, you once performed a Rajasuya sacrifice to the Lord. Text 29. Sa evam uksita madena vidvisa Dridam pralabdo bhagavan aptam pati Rosham Samutam Samayan Svayam Diya Vyavochad Angopasanam Mam Gatambayam. Synonym Sa Varuna Evam Thus Utsika puffed up Madena with vanity Vidvisa by the enemy Dridam deeply Pralabda mocked Bhagavan worshipable Upam of the waters Pati the Lord Rosham anger Samutam sprung up Samayan controlling Svayadiya by his reason Vyavochat, he replied, Anga, O dear one. Upasamam, desisting from warfare, Gata, gone, Vayam, we. Translation, thus mocked by an enemy whose vanity knew no bounds, the worshipable Lord of the waters waxed angry, but by dint of his reason he managed to curb the anger that had sprung up in him, and he replied, quote, O dear one, we have now desisted from warfare, having grown too old for combat. End quote. Purport. As we see, warmongering materialists always create fighting without reason. Text 30. Pasyami nayan purushat purutanat ya samyuge tvam rana marga kovidam aradaya yisyati asura sabhihi tam Manasvino yam grinate bhavadrisha. Synonyms. Pashyami. I see not, no, not, I am other purushat than the person, puratanat, most ancient, yahu, samyuge, in battle, tvam, to you, ranamarga, in the tactics of war, kovidam, very much skilled, aradyas yisyati, will give satisfaction, asura ravshaba, O chief of the asuras, ihi, approach, tam, him, manasvina, heroes, yam, whom, grinate, praise, bhavashidrisha, like you. Translation, you are so skilled in war that I do not see anyone else but the most ancient person, Lord Vishnu, who can give satisfaction in battle to you. Therefore, O chief of the Suras, approach him, whom even heroes like you mention with praise. Purport. Aggressive materialistic warriors are actually punished by the Supreme Lord for their policy of unnecessarily disturbing world peace. Therefore, Varuna advised Hiranyaksha that the right course to satisfy his fighting spirit would be to seek to fight with Vishnu. Text 31. Tam viram arad adipadya vishmaya shayishya se vira sayashva birvita yas tvad vidanam asatam prasantaye rupanti datta sad anugra hechaya. Synonyms, tam, him, viram, O the great hero, arat, quickly, adipadya, on reaching, vishmaya, rid of pride, shayishyase, you will lie down, virasyase, on the battlefield, shvabi, by dogs, vrita, surrounded, ya, ihu, tvat vidanam, like you, asatam, of wicked persons, prasantaye, for the extermination Rupani forms, date he assumes, sat to the virtuous, anugraha, to show his grace, ichaya, with a desire. Translation. Varuna continued, on reaching him, you will be rid of your pride at once and will lie down on the field of battle, surrounded by dogs, for eternal sleep. It is in order to exterminate wicked fellows like you and to show his grace to the virtuous, that he assumes his various incarnations like Varaha. Purport. Asuras do not know that their bodies consist of the five elements of material nature and that when they fall, they become objects of pastimes for dogs and vultures. Varuna advised Hiranyaksha to meet Vishnu with his boar incarnation, so that his hankering for aggressive war would be satisfied and his powerful body would be vanquished. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Victory of Hiranyaksha over all the directions of the universe, end quote.